Florida business leaders are pushing back against a potential change to Florida's constitution. It would require businesses to verify new workers are eligible to work in the U.S. I'm Sean Mulcahy. E-Verify is a website run by the Department of Homeland Security. It allows businesses to confirm the eligibility of employees to work in the U.S. Proposal 29, being considered by the Constitution Revision Commission, would require all Florida businesses to use E-Verify before hiring new employees. But economists and business leaders worry it could cripple Florida's economy. Paul DeMare of DeMare Distribution.
Mandatory E-Verify disproportionately burdens Florida small business owners and farmers with thousands of dollars in startup costs, workforce disruption, and lost hours of work. Florida farmers can't handle that kind of uncertainty in the labor force.
DeMare worries workers will leave Florida for other states where such laws don't exist, leaving many businesses short on employees. But CRC Commissioner Rich Newsom says the proposal protects American jobs and makes sure businesses are following the law.
Basically make sure that the worker that you hire is legal. That's it. Follow the law. That's all there is to it.
Other states have implemented similar laws, but Florida's economy is largely reliant on tourism and agriculture, both of which employ large numbers of undocumented workers. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.